Korea.
Voice of Korea.
Begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Dear listeners, welcome to Voice of Korea. Now here's what you hear in this transmission. First news, next current international affairs and spotlight, and then the third installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science, and an account, Ostrich Farm for the People. After that foreigner's comment, Korea is winning victory after victory under the Sungun-based leadership of Kim Jong-il from our regular program, All People Praise. And then an account, A Talented Girl of Literary Interests. Lastly, an account under the title, Ever-Worsening Dollar Crisis. And between the programs, you'll enjoy a few songs. Now here's the news. The great leader, Kim Jong-il's famous work, The Democratic People's Republic of Korea is a future-oriented socialist state with invincible might, was recently published in book form at the Italian chapter of the Korean Friendship Association headquartered in Spain and the Gabler Ruck Publishing House of Poland, respectively. A seminar on the exploits of the great leader Kim Jong-il and the anti-Japanese war heroine Kim Jong-suk was held in Prague of the Czech Republic on the 5th, on the occasion of the 18th anniversary of the appointment of Kim Jong-il as Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army and the 92nd birth anniversary of Kim Jong-suk. Hung on the front wall of the venue of the seminar were portraits of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il. Present at the seminar were many people, including personages of the Czech Guru for the study and application of the Juche idea and the mountebanked Czech-Korean Friendship Association. And invited there were the TPRK ambassador, extraordinary and plenipotentiary to that country, and the embassy staff members. The honorary chairman of the mountebanked Czech-Korean Friendship Association said, thanks to the uninterrupted on-the-spot inspection of leader Kim Jong-il, The Korean People's Army has grown into a powerful army of an invincible might. He noted that leader Kim Jong-il defeats the enemy with his uncommon courage and will without firing a shot. He gave a detailed account that in the 1990s, respected Kim Jong-il aroused the whole country, the entire people, and the whole army to a confrontation with U.S. imperialists when the ferocious nuclear blackmail of the U.S. imperialists against the DPRK became extreme and the adventurous nuclear war exercises created a serious situation in the Korean Peninsula where a war might break out at any moment, that an agreed framework was adopted between the DPRK and the United States, and then U.S. President Clinton sent a letter of assurance for the implementation of the agreed framework. He pointed out the successful launch of the artificial Earth satellite Kwangmyongsung-2 and the second nuclear test this year showed that the Korean people do not say an empty word, but have a strong will. The international community is speaking highly of the great leader Kim Jong-il, which built the whole country into flower garden of the Sungun revolutionary comradeship, and is wisely leading the building of a great, prosperous, and powerful socialist nation with the might of single-minded unity based on comradeship. The Nepalese newspaper Evening News said, under the guidance of leader Kim Jong-il, the Korean society has been consolidated into an entity with the solidest perfect unity, which cannot be broken even with nuclear arms, nor be destroyed with any splitting and disintegrating methods and psychological smear campaign. The principal of the Progress School of Mali highly praised that the Sungun or Army First politics of His Excellency Kim Jong-il with infinite devotion for the country and people, noble human love and warm comradeship is attracting the attention of the international community. And the Korean Friendship Association headquartered in Spain posted in the internet an article saying that the course of uninterrupted field guidance of General Secretary Kim Jong-il is a course of a manifestation of his comradeship. The Italian magazine La Voce, the Pakistani newspaper Sunday Times, and the Nigerian newspaper New Nigerian said, General Secretary Kim Jong-il has paid primary attention to firmly consolidating the organizational and ideological unity of the party based on the idea and comradeship of President Kim Il-sung and energetically led it. He praised that sects, factional strifes, and the like possible in the parties of other countries cannot be found in the Workers' Party of Korea. Referring to the fact that leader Kim Jong-il is regarding comradeship as a decisive guarantee for the victory of revolution, the magazine and newspapers stressed. The Revolutionary Martyrs Cemetery on Mount Daesung and the Patriotic Martyrs Cemetery are associated with the lofty moral obligation of Kim Jong-il respecting the revolutionary forerunners. Thanks to him, the unconverted long-term prisoners could return to the socialist fatherland from South Korea. The Nepalese newspaper Arpan on the 6th carried an article titled, A Life Shining Along with the Cause of Sungun Revolution, under the caption, Immortal Achievements of Kim Jong-suk. The newspaper said, having embarked on the road of revolution in the early years, Kim Jong-suk regarded it as a normalist duty to defend the safety of President Kim Il-sung at the risk of a life, and resolutely safeguarded him and devoted a role to his health during the anti-Japanese war and after the liberation of Korea. The newspaper enumerated facts on the great feats of Kim Jong-suk in supporting the idea and leadership of President Kim Il-sung and the great services to the building of regular armed forces after liberation, and continued. The greatest of her exploits in a lifetime was that she brought up Kim Jong-il as the great leader to shape the future of Korea. True to her intention, leader Kim Jong-il has admirably carried forward the cause of President Kim Il-sung and firmly defended Korean-style socialism under the banner of Sungun or Army First politics, and brought in a new era of building a thriving nation, the newspaper added. A meeting was held on the 14th in commemoration of the 20th anniversary of the field guidance given by the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il to North Pyongan province. Present at the meeting were leading officials of the provincial party, government and economic institutions, and working people's organizations, officials of industrial establishments and working people. The reporter at the meeting said, President Kim Il-sung and respected Kim Jong-il brightly illumined the road ahead of North Pyongan province during their field garden to the province in November 1978 or 1989, noting that their field garden served as an inspiring banner which made it possible to bring about epical changes in the provincial party and economic affairs and improvement of people's livelihood. The reporter dwelt upon the great successes made in the whole affairs of the province over the past 20 years. The great leader, Kim Jong-il, sent feast tables to candidate academician Professor and Dr. Liang Hong-un, researcher of Kimchi University of Technology, on the occasion of his 80th birth anniversary, and to Dr. Chang Do-sun, People's Doctor and researcher of the Academy of Cordial Medicine, and People's Scientist Kim Won-young, Section Chief of Pyeongchang University of Education, on the occasion of the 70th birth anniversary. Liang Hong-un has devoted himself to the education of the rising generations and scientific researches at the Kimchi University of Technology for more than 40 years, opened up five subjects including the science of geological structure and science of environmental geology, wrote tens of kinds of textbooks and reference books, and trained many persons with academic degrees and titles. Chang Do-sun has opened up a new field of the science of cordial medicine, trained promising medical personnel, and has devoted his all to the promotion of the people's health. Kim Won-young, working for education for more than 30 years, has developed and made a lot of valuable inventions and products of new technology and ingenuity, and many experimental implements with creative wisdom and enthusiasm, and thus rendered services to the education of the rising generations, and today too is making great successes with the honor of the awardee of Kim Il-sung Prize. 50 days have passed since the start of the 100-day campaign in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. In those days, the industrial production of the country increased 1.3 times as against the same period of last year. During the period, the large gravity-fed mill plane irrigation canal was inaugurated, and the Kumjingang Guchang Youth Power Station, Dadong and Foodstuff Factory, pig farms, and many other modern establishments were newly built and are normalizing production. People moved into the new houses in Mansudae Street of Pyongyang, which has been built as a model of the Sungun era. The Kumsung Youth Publishing House of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea has recently brought out new books. The book All the Story of Songdo deals with tales, historical remains and relics, and common knowledge handed down in the areas around Kaesong, the capital of the first unified state Goryeo in Korea, during the periods of Goryeo 918 to 1392 and Liu Dynasty 1392 to 1910. Among the new books are the full-length novel Star of Friendship, a collection of Korean folk tales, Volume 2, Kongji and Pachi, and a collection of humorous anecdotes, Speaking Dummy. Nano-silver antimicrobial solution developed by the biology branch under the State Academy of Sciences has been widely used in various units, winning popularity. The solution is efficacious for treatment of urinary diseases, including cystitis, various female disorders, dermatosis, and cacostomia. It is also a good remedy for burns and trauma infection. It can be used with other medicines, and proper cycle of use increases its pharmacological effect several times. In recent years, the Pyongyang Maternity Hospital, Pyongyang Municipal People's Hospital No. 1, and other health units are making diverse antimicrobial goods with the solution. The nano-silver antimicrobial solution has been applied to purifying water and producing foodstuffs, cosmetics, and other goods as additive, profusely paying off. A spokesman for the General Association of Koreans in the United States released a commentary on the 12th, denouncing the South Korean military warmongers for their armed provocation. The commentary said, "A group of warships of the South Korean Army committed a grave armed provocation of firing at a patrol boat of the Navy of the Korean People's Army in the waters of the North Side on the West Sea of Korea on the 10th, and denounced a recent incident as not an accident, but a provocation made by the South Korean authorities in a planned and intentional way." The commentary said, clear facts have been disclosed to prove that the military authorities had already made full preparations for a projected armed provocation on the West Sea by ordering curfew to the whole army and laying an embargo on the fishing routes. The commentary stressed that the present South Korean government should stop throwing a wet blanket over the improvement of the South-North relations at once and make efforts to implement the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration. And that's the end of the news read by Chung Chul. This is the Voice of Korea.
Current International Affairs in Spotlight.
Current International Affairs in Spotlight.
What merits attention in current international affairs is the increasingly undisguised attempt of the United States to mount a preemptive attack on the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The U.S. forces recently testified the sea-based SM-3 interceptor missile, together with the Japanese Maritime Self-Defense Force on the Sea of Hawaii, under the pretext of coping with a missile threat from somebody. The recent test firing is a clear manifestation of the attempt for a preemptive attack on the DPRK, and it shows that the military conspiracy and collusion of the U.S. and Japanese bellicose forces against the DPRK are being further strengthened. It is a very just exercise of sovereignty that the DPRK has strengthened its self-defensive war deterrent to cope with the increasing military threat of the U.S. imperialists. It is a miscalculation and great mistake that the United States attempts to invade the DPRK under the pretext of missile threat from somebody.
What is also notable in the current international affairs is the unjust interference of the United States in internal affairs of other countries, which is blamed by the international community. As was reported, the United States recently announced what they call annual report on the international religious freedom. In the report, the United States made an analysis in its own way, saying religious freedom is markedly restricted in 8 of more than 190 countries and regions of the world, including China, Russia, and Iran. And it named them countries of special apprehension. It is an outright distortion of reality. Concerning it, a spokesman for the Foreign Ministry of China in a press briefing said, "The religious freedom of all nations in China is protected by law and hit the United States for its interference in internal affairs of China concerning the religious issue." In an article, the Vietnamese newspaper Quan Bình Nhân Dân on October 26 last said, "The respect for the religious freedom is a consistent policy of the Vietnamese state and dwelt upon the progress made in religion." The public comment that the United States is not qualified to be a religious judge for its suppression of religion, but is a main offender to be put on the trial of religion.
What also attracts public attention in the current international affairs is that the Lisbon Treaty of the European Union for regional integration will come into effect soon. The Czech compromise proposal for ratification of the Lisbon Treaty was agreed upon at the summit of the European Union recently held in Brussels of Belgium, and in accordance with it, the Czech president became the last of the member states of the European Union who ratified the Lisbon Treaty. As a result, the Lisbon Treaty is set to take effect soon. In retrospect, the European Union had many difficulties in its efforts to have the Lisbon Treaty ratified. The Czech Republic maintained that it would ratify the Lisbon Treaty only when Ireland ratifies it, and calling for an amendment in Danish law attached a new string to the ratification of the treaty. The Danish law means the law made by Czechoslovak President Beneš after the Second World War. In accordance with the law, Czechoslovakia expelled Germans from the Sudetenland occupied by Germany and confiscated them of all their properties. The stand of the Czech Republic was that it would ratify the Lisbon Treaty on condition that it is guaranteed that the treaty does not reappraise the effect of the Danish law because Germans may claim return of their properties. Concerning it, different views began to be made in the European Union. Hungary opposed a special record concerning the Danish law to be made in the basic law of the European Union in return for the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty, and Slovakia called for equal rights to legal protection with the Czech Republic under the pretext of the Danish law. Germany and Austria took the same stand with Hungary. The European Union appealed to its member states to find a compromise and decided to discuss it at the recent summit through sufficient consultation. As a result, the recent summit of the European Union passed with unanimous approval the compromise on exempting the Czech Republic from the Charter on the Basic Rights of the European Union for the Czech ratification of the Lisbon Treaty. Therefore, the Czech President formally ratified the Lisbon Treaty on November the 3rd last. Now the member states of the European Union are having heated discussions on the election of the President and Foreign Minister of the Union. Referring to the fact, foreign media said the European Union has paved the way for the effectuation of the Lisbon Treaty, but it may have difficulties on the election of the first President of the European Union. You've just heard Current International Affairs in Spotlight. Please join us this time next week. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for broadcasting the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. Today we bring you the third installment. The limitations of the preceding theory based on the materialist outlook on history have been revealed more clearly in the course of socialist construction since the establishment of the socialist system. In general, the more a society develops, the greater the role played by the popular masses, the driving force of a social movement becomes. This is because their independent consciousness and creative ability increase with the development of society. The role of the popular masses as the driving force of a social movement is raised to an unprecedented level in socialist society. Socialist society develops thanks to the creative power of the popular masses who are armed with a high level of consciousness and are united as one. In socialist society, the transformation of man, his ideological remolding, becomes a more important and primary task than that of creating the material and economic conditions of socialism. Only when precedence is given to the transformation of man will it be possible to strengthen the driving force of the revolution and increase its role and thus build socialism successfully. If the ideological remolding of the popular masses is regarded as a matter of secondary importance and the work of strengthening the driving force of the revolution and enhancing its role is neglected in socialist society, while attaching decisive importance to the objective material and economic conditions and concentrating only on economic construction, the building of socialism as a whole cannot be carried out properly and economic construction itself cannot avoid stagnation. These practices were very apparent in some countries which had been building socialism in the past. Taking advantage of this, the renegades of socialism carried out reforms and committed counter-revolutionary acts, destroying the socialist economic system itself. In the past, the founders of Marxism evolved a socialist theory by putting the main stress on material and economic conditions. This is to do with the fact that it was regarded as an important historical task to disprove the bourgeois reactionary theory which consecrated capitalism and preached its eternity while maintaining mysticism and fatalism. But now the renegades of socialism are advocating the material is almighty doctrine and the economy is almighty doctrine in order to restore capitalism of which they harbor illusions. Putting socialism on a new scientific basis was regarded as a very urgent task, but only to overcome the historical limitations of the preceding theory of socialism, but also to defend socialism against all kinds of opportunist distortions and imperialist attacks. The historical task of putting socialism on a new scientific basis was successfully solved by the great leader Comrade Kim Il-sung, who created the Juche idea and on this basis evolved an original socialist theory. The respected comrade Kim Il-sung discovered the philosophical principle that man is the master of everything and decides everything. He explained a new law which governed the social movement, the movement of the multi-force, and he thus put socialism on a new scientific basis. The socialist and communist cause, as clarified by the Juche idea, is the cause of the popular masses for their complete independence. Socialism, as scientifically systematized by the great leader Comrade Kim Il-sung, is man-centered socialism and socialism centered on the masses. Ours is a socialism where the popular masses are the masters of everything where everything serves them and which is developing through their united efforts. The teacher-orientated theory of socialism scientifically clarified the essence of socialism and the law governing its development by placing man at the center. On this basis, the theory explained that if the building of socialism is to succeed, a vigorous struggle must be waged to occupy the two fortresses of socialism and communism, the ideological and material fortresses, and that here absolute precedence must be given to the struggle to take the ideological fortress. The scientific accuracy and truth of the Juche-orientated theory of socialism have been proved by the practical experience of our revolution. Our people began to wage the struggle for socialism in the backward circumstances of a colonial semi-feudal society. There to carry out the revolution and construction under unusually difficult circumstances. Despite this, our party could successfully blaze the trail for socialism by constantly making its main task that of firmly uniting the popular masses around the party and the leader organizationally and ideologically as required by the Juche idea, thus strengthening the driving force of the revolution and enhancing its role. Our party is increasing the political and ideological might of our revolution in every possible way by giving definite priority to the transformation of man to ideological remolding in all work in the building of socialism, while at the same time strengthening our self-reliant national economy and defense. As a result, it is vigorously advancing the revolution and construction without vacillation, even under the present complex circumstances. Practical experience clearly shows that our socialism, the embodiment of the Juche idea, is the most scientific and viable socialism. So far, we presented the third installment of the great leader Kim Jong-il's work, Socialism is a Science. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present a female trio in Pangchang, Our Future is Bright.
Presenting a content of the title, Ostrich Farm for the People.
The ostrich farm in the suburbs of Pyongyang is evoking admiration at the distance. The marvelous scene of the farm gives satisfaction with its nice buildings and the thick woods of different kinds of trees resembling an arboretum. The modern farm has tens of aviaries for young ostriches and breeding and fattening ostriches, and an organic composite fertilizer plant, protein plant, pig farm, and meat processing plant, which form chains of production. More than 10 years ago, the great little Kim Jong-il conceived the plan to raise ostriches in our country too, and paid deep attention to its implementation. In December 2000, he gave field guidance to the ostrich farm and gave specific instructions on increasing meat and egg production and making an active contribution to the improvement of the people's livelihood. Under his meticulous guidance and concern, the officials and the employees of the ostrich farm successfully finished the three-phase gigantic project for expanding capacity in a few years and increased production capacity of the farm more than 10 times as against its initial days. It is another pride of the Sungun era that tropical ostriches were settled down in Korea, and the farm has turned in a few years into a comprehensive food breeding base and a marvelous farm to be handed down to posterity. Chief engineer of the farm, Kim Yong-jin, has this to say.
사조 기록으로 지금 21세기 미장적인 가공업으로 되고 있습니다. 장인께서는 이 땅이 사조 기록이 세월자를 창조해야 한다고 하시면서
Now, ostrich breeding is an ideal poultry farming of the 21st century. Underscoring the need to open a new history of ostrich breeding on this land, leader Kim Jong-il led our farm to develop into a world standard farm, either in view of the quality of structure and modernization of the equipment or in view of production capacity. The change of the ostrich farm into a comprehensive stock breeding base with all necessary conditions for stock breeding and into the topping farm to be perfect even in the distant future is unthinkable apart from the wise guidance of leader Kim Jong-il.
On October the 2nd, the great Kim Jong-il visited the ostrich farm and noted with great expression that the officials and workers of the farm have successfully modernized the farm and are normalizing production on a high level. Saying the ostrich farm is important in improving the people's livelihood, he stressed the need to actively encourage the ostrich breeding and put forward the orientation and ways for the farm to fully display its capacity in the future too. Today the farm is visited by many Koreans and foreigners. The visitors lavish their praises on the ostrich farm, saying it is a great creation born by the devoted leadership of little Kim Jong-il for the people, and that the national power of Korea is great. The ostrich farm is a proud fruition of warm love of great Kim Jong-il for the country and people, and his will to build a great prosperous and powerful nation on this land and provide the people with the happiest life in the world. You've been listening to my account under the title, Ostrich Farm for the People. This is Voice of Korea.
We now bring your string ensemble. We believe in you as in heaven.
Thank you.
present foreigners' comments. Korea is winning victory after victory under the kingdom-based leadership of Kim Jong-il. Today, Songun, or army first politics of great Kim Jong-il, is the source of victory of the Korean people. So the world people highly praise Kim Jong-il, leading Korea along the straight road of victory as an outstanding statesman of the 21st century. Kuzmin Azim Yevgenievich, vice chairman of the Russian Youth Association for the Study of Songun Politics, said,
Американские империалисты и их марионетки постараются применить силу для того, чтобы свергнуть существующий на корейском полуострове репрессивный режим.
Now, the U.S. imperialists and their followers pursue policy of strength to wipe out Korea. I think Songun politics is necessary under such conditions. The Russian people are sure that the socialist cause will be invincible, thanks to Chairman of the National Defense Commission Kim Jong-un enforcing Songun politics in the banner of the Korean Revolution.
Teacher of Laureto International School of Tanzania, Chaliwa Undeki, said,
I could also talk about maybe the Songun politics, about leader Kim Jong-un. Actually, it consolidates the state's power. I also experienced the validity and the vitality of the Songun politics. With respect, leader Kim Jong-un is the true defender of justice and defender of happiness, to make the country free, to stand for the people. All what he do, he does is everything for the people. I'm sure that Korea will continue. To continue and to prosper in future under the guidance of the leader, Kim Jong-un, successor of Comrade Kim Il-sung.
Rashid Khairi, chairman of the Central Council of the Workers' Party of Bangladesh, said, Kim Jong-il is an extraordinary statesman and military strategist and legendary great man who has performed great exploits for the era and revolution and for the country and people. He has regarded the military affairs as the most important of the state affairs in the whole period of his leadership of the revolution. The history of his Songun-based revolutionary leadership is a proud course in which he has built invincible military forces and won victory in the confrontation with imperial rivals in the United States with his original Songun politics. The Korean army and people could firmly defend the sovereignty of their country and confidently advance their socialist cause thanks to Songun-based revolutionary leadership. Only victory and glory will be in store for the Korean army and people, remaining loyal to the leadership of Kim Jong-il. You've been listening to Foreigners' Comments. Korea is winning victory after victory under the Songun-based leadership of Kim Jong-il. From the regular program, All People Praise. This is Voice of Korea.
In opening your female chorus, it is thanks to the Songun politics of General.
Thank you.
Now you will listen to an account, a talented girl of the literary interest. Kim Yun-hee, student of class 3 of the 5th year of the Pyongyang-Musong Secondary School in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, is well known as a talented girl of literary interest. She confidently writes any genres of works like professional writers, or students and teachers are admiring her talent. You also are a teacher of literature, Sam.
Kim Yun-hee 학생은 동요와 동시를 비롯한 글씨를 잘해서 재능 있는 학생으로 알려졌습니다. 이 학생은
Kim Yun-hee is well known as a talented student for excellent writings, including children's songs and poems. She always sees the life and matters and phenomena occurring around her with a broad and deep thought and tactfully represents them in the children's songs and poems.
Kim Yun-hee's distinguished talent began to develop in the kindergarten days. Yun-hee, who learned how to speak and write earlier than others, wrote compositions to the surprise of the grown-ups. But her parents did not pay attention to it. They thought it a mere hobby that may occur at her age. Looking back on those days, her mother Chun Hwa Suk said,
Yun-hee가 초학교를 졸업하고 중학교에 입학했을 때였습니다. 하루는 학교 책상을 어른들이 찾아와서 Yun-hee가 굵직히 되는 일이
It was when Yun-hee entered secondary school after the primary school. Finally, the teacher came to my house and asked me if I can allow Yun-hee to study in the literary circle because she has talent in writing.
When did
We knew that Yun-hee likes writing more than others, but said it is a mere child's week.
We felt grateful again to the socialist education system in the sincerity of teachers who found out and tried to deal with the talent of our daughter we had not paid attention to.
The teachers of the literary circle took her around the Central Zoo, Central Botanical Gardens, and exciting socialist construction sites in order to develop her creative ability and power of observation of matters and phenomena, and to improve her power of observation on matters and phenomena and writing methods. Under their careful guidance and assistance, her distinguished talent was refined as the days went on. Kim Yun-hee participated in the national composition contest several times and was highly estimated. Seeing her, people encouraged her to become a wonderful writer in the future. Kim Yun-hee said,
나는 앞으로도 글 공부를 더 잘하여 좋은 작품을 많이 써내겠습니다. 그리고
I will study hard and write a lot of good literary work in the future.
And I will become a good daughter to add glory to my grateful motherland.
You've been listening to an account, a talented girl of literary interest. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listener, please enjoy your female solo, as future is beautiful. Whoever sees in whenever, my eyes are never dim. People say they are pleased when they see me. Though it snows and rains, I'm present. My eyes full of hope are not dim. As beautiful is the future.
Dear listeners, as you know, a financial crisis broke out in the United States last year and plunged the world into serious economic disaster. As a result, the age of US dollar, symbolic of the capitalist economy, is going to end. This time we present an account under the title, Ever-Worsening Dollar Crisis. Now the world takes it for granted that the US dollar is losing the position of international standard currency and regards it as a trend of the times. Recently, the president of the World Bank said, if the United States regards dollar as world's dominant reserve currency, it may be a mistake. In the future, other currencies will emerge to replace the US dollar. The Russian president called for the reformation of the standard currency system on several occasions, and Russian Prime Minister Putin proposed using the opposite country's currency in the Russia-China trade instead of US dollar. In Europe, voices are loud calling for an increased rate of euro in the financial market as the dominant position of US dollar is coming to an end. The central banks of different countries are reducing the amount of US dollar in the foreign currency reserve of their countries and increasing the proportion of gold and euro. Individuals are also selling US dollar and buying euro. Recently, some petroliferous countries are taking measures to suspend oil transactions by US dollar while watching its devaluation. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad issued an order on conducting foreign exchange of the country not with US dollar but with euro. The Iranian government announced a decision on using euro, not dollar, in oil transactions. The rejection of US dollar in different parts of the world is throwing the United States into a great confusion. Now the United States is making a great fuss to put the situation under control, but it is as good as dipping out water with a broken dipper. It is clear that the confidence in the US dollar has fallen in the international financial market and is finishing its mission as an international standard currency. The United States should not blame others for the present position of the US dollar. It is a result brought by the United States itself, and the main reason lies in the economic policy fraught with contradictions, unbalanced structure of political and economic system, under which large munitions monopolies control everything, tremendous foreign debts, financial deficits, and the like. The doom of the dollar age is a reflection of the moribund hegemonic position of the United States, and it means that a shadow of destruction began to fall on the capitalist world. The age of dollar cannot avoid its doom. You've been listening to an account, Ever-Worsening Dollar Crisis. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, with this we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 7,570 kHz and 12,015 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC, and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC, and between 3 and 4 hours UTC, on 7,140 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye. This is Pyongyang.